Come on. Come stand next to me. Lean against the brick wall. If you angle yourself just right, you can see through this window to the building next door. They can't see us here, but stay still, silent. These are my favorite two to watch. You'll see.
Yes, thanks, and make sure to have my extra lenses ready. Thanks.
Oh, hey, Sky. Welcome. Really happy to have you here today. It's always a pleasure to shoot you.
Geez, I guess the pressure's on, huh?
Did Steven give you the prompt for today? A rundown of the shots we're looking for?
Yeah, he did. Also some exciting wardrobe choices.
And lack of? But let's take it slow. You let me know when things get too much and we can slow down. Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sora.
All right. Great. Let me get started by doing a few test shots to get the lighting right. Then you can get changed and we'll start.
You see that? Zora and Sky. I think she likes them. Or they like her. Sky is a beautiful model. Actor, actually. Today, model. Their hair curly, black, and short. That one longer strand in the front, hanging over their light brown eyes. But it's not me or you who's watching Sky with such intent, is it? It's Zora. Look at her. There's something more to how she shoots Sky, staring through the lens a bit longer, proud of every shot.
Okay, cool. Just a small adjustment, and we have our light. Well, Sky, you can get dressed now, though I like your white tank top. Wait, hold that. Right there. Your hand running through your hair like that. Look at me. Stay still. Beautiful. Okay, now you can change.
I've been watching Zora and her team shoot here for, well, since they moved in, actually. It's just fascinating to watch her work. The way she finds beauty in every shot. Creates a space for just her and her subject. I feel like I get to witness a creator of worlds. Someone who sees the vision. The only one among the crowd of people who can. And Zora, she's so utilitarian while being soft. I mean, always in the same outfit. Less to think about in the mornings. Very smart. Black and white Vans, maybe with laces, maybe slip-ons. Then pants that flow, have their own movement to them as she bends, crouches, stands. Today, they're black. And my favorite, a snug-fitting tank top. Her arms need to be free, you see, to move around. Her cannon always strapped to her wrist and hand. The veins and muscles she's accumulated over the years of photographing and lugging equipment around show, but not for the sake of vanity, for the sake of utility.
They're small. Let's push them in. Here, Steven, I'll hold the straps in the front if you clasp the back. And with these black boots.
How's it going back there?
Just about got it. Okay, Zora, I'm coming for you.
What look do we have first?
I think I will call this one Lieutenant Tries Leather. Actually, the straps around the chest fit better than I thought. But I will need a bit of help taking these pants off.
You know, Sky, that's a perfect name for it. And you look great.
Should I stand here? Maybe power pose?
Yes, I like that. Widen your legs a bit. I want to create an A-line with your body. Let the light capture the leather where it curves against you. Almost like a second skin. Yeah, great. Can you bring both hands to your neck and your chin up? Yes. Now, look at me. Good. turn to the side. Bring your feet together. Pull on the strap that covers your nipples. Is that okay?
Yeah, pull it down like this to show my breasts a bit more.
Perfect. Bring your chin towards me. Look down. How are you feeling?
Actually, like a hot fucking leather daddy. I'm kind of into it. Except you're the one giving the orders.
It's what I do best, baby.
I love watching Zora direct Sky. Direct anyone, really. But there's something about how she directs Sky. Asking them. Telling them where to look. Where to stand. With others that she shoots, this sense of gentle command is still present. But with Sky, she holds them delicately in the lens of her camera. There are subtleties about Sky's face that Zora knows how to bring out, to angle to the light just right. The way Sky's jaw is firm, almost sharp. See how Zora asks them to angle it? There's something about the way Sky shows up for Zora, too. Shy and soft when walking in, but bold and confident. Maybe a little cocky even when Zora pulls that camera up. And this look, we have to applaud Steven. I can see why Zora is drawn to Sky. But it's Zora I like to watch. It's Zora with Sky. I like to watch the best.
Okay, Sky. These look perfect. I think I'm ready for the next look, if you are.
Wait, I have one more idea. Is that okay?
Show me.
I want to pull the pants halfway down, show a bit of my booty. Steven, can you unclasp my back?
Yes, tuck both thumbs into the pants, like you're pulling them down. Tilt your hips slightly to the door, and turn your head. Look at me. Damn. This is why I love shooting you. I feel like I have... The camera has this connection with you. I can see every inch of you. Now go change.
Because there is a connection. Okay, on it, boss.
Look. Look at how Zora watches Sky walk over to the racks of clothing. I saw this last time, too. She's going to sit on her stool and look back at some of the old shots. But watch carefully. Her eyes come up and follow Sky's movements, watching in secret, trying to catch a glimpse of Sky. Her eyes flickering back to her camera from time to time, not to attract attention.
Okay, if you thought the last one was leather daddy vibes, this one's corporate take you on my knee, be a good girl vibes.
Well then, come into my office. Let's see if I can be. Ah, hell yes. You look... This light blue complements your skin very well. And love that shirt is unbuttoned, showing your chest. I can come over and roll up the sleeves, adjust a few things.
Yeah, of course.
I was thinking, if I roll up both sleeves like this, I want to show your hands and arms a bit. And if I move the collar a bit up, nothing too preppy, but pulled back a bit, and unbutton this, one more button, exposing the top of your stomach, maybe just one more. Pull the end of the shirt out to drape it. Have it sit just nicely, effortlessly on you. Can I adjust your hair?
Yes.
I want to bring it to the other side, like this.
Your fingers in my hair feel so good.
Yeah? Don't get too relaxed. You'll have to be a ruthless corporate daddy in a second. Steven, can you bring me that wooden stool? Let's begin.